The BBC presents My Music, a musical panel game devised by Edward J. Mason and Tony Schreier. And here's Steve Race to introduce the team.
Enter My Music. Stage left, David Franklin and Frank Muir. Stage right, Ian Wallace and Dennis Norden. We open this week with a round of music by Tchaikovsky. Two marks if you can identify it. And first to bat is David Franklin.
I flatter myself not many chaps would have got this as quickly. This is Tchaikovsky.
I didn't even ask that. I said it was Tchaikovsky. Nice to know twice.
Yes, I know. Tchaikovsky, and it's from Sleeping Beauty.
Yes. Can you give it a more specific name than that? It's the something from the Sleeping Beauty.
Well, the beauty that's... Just, it's the...
Snore.
Is it, shall I give you a clue? Is it the cucumber Largo from The Sleeping Beauty?
Oh, no, it's the something or other Dodger.
Yes.
Cucumber. It's extraordinary clues this fellow gives.
Well, yes.
That's repeated in the second act. Always say reprise.
We're away, yes. One mark, David, for Sleeping Beauty. Half a mark for Adagio. It's the Rose Adagio, so one and a half. Some Tchaikovsky music for Dennis Norden.
Well, Ian's given me a most cautious suggestion with no hope in his voice.
The dance of the little swans, I think I'm wrong.
Yes, I can confirm that. You are wrong.
Try the little fawns.
No, however many little things you try, you'll be wrong. No, it's the Chinese dance.
Oh.
From the Nutcracker Suite.
Little Chinese.
So I'm afraid that's no marks. Ian, your turn.
If this question had taken its usual form as to what that was, I should have said it was a piano piece by Tchaikovsky.
Yes.
Which doesn't get me very far.
Beyond that, you are at a loss. Right?
Beyond that, I'm at a loss.
Well,
what about a tiny little clue?
Yes, a tiny little clue. What sort of a song was it, would you say?
Without words.
Yes. Would you care to give me that in French?
Chanson sans mots.
Well, no, not mots, actually. Another kind of French word. No, Eddie.
Parole.
Parole, yes.
Parole. Chanson sans parole.
Yes, in F.
Oh, I knew it was in F, yes.
I think one and a half would be rather...
It's more than generous, I'll accept it.
Yes. One and a half. And some music by Tchaikovsky for Frank Miller. Frank, you can come down off point now.
It should come from the ring, because it's the dance of the cygnets.
Yes.
It's the dance of the swans, as Ian said earlier.
That is correct.
From the Swan Lake.
From Swan Lake, yes.
By Tchaikovsky.
Two marks to Frank there. Here are some general questions about music, various kinds of music. David, what is a torch song? What is a torch song? And can you give us a brief musical example, please?
Well, rather not.
we'd rather not, too. It says here.
It's a song in which a woman declares her passionate love for the object of her affection. She does it in a sort of sultry, smoky voice.
I would add, probably unrequited love or lost love. There's a certain sadness, isn't there, about it?
Well, yes,
hopelessness.
Yes, yes. Carrying a torch for somebody, yes.
Well, there's one mark. Now for the other mark, a tiny, teeny example, even if you have to make one up, of a torch song.
As if I ever could do such a thing. Give me a torch song. Mad about the boy.
Yes, yes, for one. The other mark, why not? Yes. Well, two marks I had in mind, stormy weather, but lots of good examples. That's a fine one. Dennis, your question, who would have a hi-hat and what is it? Hi-hat.
I think the musician who went round collecting the money. No, a hi-hat is... I would say that... like the poetry of Mallarmé, it is... one symbol on top of another. it's one of those things where that symbol that the drummer has, that he has a foot pedal and he bashes that. It's umcha, makes the umcha sound.
Yes, two marks, certainly. Ian, where in music would you find four things? A pig, a planner, a fruit fair, and a western county?
Is this in one piece of music?
In a sense, it's in a kind of unified form. Four pieces of music, actually, but brought together under the heading of one thing.
A western county, that seems to be the best place to start.
Yes, it is, I
think. Let's have a go at Devon.
Yes, you're on the right track now.
Nothing to do with Devonshire cream and cider.
Well, in a way... I think I'll give you a clue, shall I? The Western County is uproarious Devon.
Yes.
Now, the pig, the planner, and the fruit fair.
Uproarious Devon?
Yeah.
I
can't give you much longer here.
Well, I know a song called Uproarious Devon, that come to glorious Devon where you're woken up at 7 and you have to beg for a new laid egg and you're hungry by 11.
Who recorded it, Ian?
Who recorded it?
Yes.
I did.
On an EP with which three songs?
A pig?
I can't give you any more.
Yes, I'm with you. Loganbury Fair.
Yes, the fruit fair.
And
yes.
The pig was a wild boar.
And the planner.
And the planner was the architect.
And where were they all found? All four of those songs.
They were all... Well, they were all found on a record.
Yes, on your record of Wallace in Wonderland.
Oh, wouldn't it have been terrible if I hadn't got that?
No performer ever fought a plug so hard.
No, indeed.
You fought every step of the way.
It sounded more like a question from Round Britain Quiz.
Wallace in Wonderland, an EP with those four songs on it. And I have to give you those two marks in the end.
Thank you, yes.
Frank, simple question for you, not based on one of your records. Frank, what is an A and R man?
Well, at a fruit fair, the man who specialises in apples and rhubarb.
True.
But in the world of music, it stands for artists and repertoire. And it's kind of entrepreneur of the recording world. A man who I think was originally employed by the makers of discs to advise the artists, but is now more employed by the artists to advise them on...
Yes.
And they're sort of freelance now.
Yes, they've gone freelance. Two marks. And I look at the score at the moment and I see that leading by one mark are David Franklin and Frank Muir. Opera.
Back on...
Yes.
Back on course, Frank, are you? Yes. opera, and the whole of this round deals with Mozart's Don Giovanni.
Oh, good.
Comment in concert from Frank and Dennis. Let's begin then with the title page. David, what is the alternative title to Don Giovanni?
Il dissoluto punito.
Yes, for 2 marks. Do you know what it means?
All's well that ends well.
Or little by little.
The dissolute punished.
Yes, the rake punished is what I've got here, but fair enough. 2 marks, yes. Mm. Dennis, still on Don Giovanni. How many girls did the hero have in Spain?
Well, I tell you, it's very difficult to have any because... I tell you, because when I went to Spain, they said, never put anything to your lips unless you boil it first. And, you can't be serious, right? You get into a lot of hot water. Ian has actually passed me a figure. 1,003.
That's a ridiculous answer, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's right, of course. For really? 2 marks, yes. Ian, how could you possibly know the figure was 1,003?
Well, because on many occasions I have sung that figure.
And you totted them up as you sang Leporello's...
Definitely.
...catalogue song. Anyway, 2 marks for the figure, 1,003. Ian, your turn. The action of the opera begins outside the house of Donna Anna, whom Don Giovanni is trying to seduce. Her father arrives. Who is he, and what becomes of him?
He is a commendatore.
Yes.
Which is in Italy, it's a decoration given, but I suppose in Spain it really means a nobleman of some kind. Yes. And Don Giovanni rather overreacts to the arrival of the commendatore, he has been inside, at least trying, if not succeeding, in seducing the commendatore's daughter. And when the commendatore says, look here, I say, this is a bit much, Don Giovanni, instead of saying, I'm terribly sorry, sir, and disappearing into the night, kills him. And it's a part, I may say, that David Franklin has played, not the Don, but the commendatore, with considerable distinction in his time. And nobody ever died with greater realism and had further to fall than David Franklin.
Very good, yes. Well, this was one of the girls, too.
2 marks, and David will know that as he dies, he joins in a trio, doesn't he, with Don Giovanni and Leporello. One more question remains, and that's for Frank out of Don Giovanni. Frank, when next we meet the commendatore, he's become a statue in a cemetery. What is his revenge?
Yes, of course, a sudden illumination.
From your right-hand side.
My left hand.
Oh, sorry. Stage
left.
Bomb, yes.
He comes back and invites what? Oh, yes. Don Giovanni invites him to supper. He goes to supper and takes Don Giovanni to... I can't say it.
Hell. Hell. Yes, all right, 2 marks there. You split them between yourself and David.
Steve, yes, David. Can I slip in a story about the first... dress rehearsal at Glyndebourne of the commendatore in his stone statue makeup and costume stiffened with size. I smelt like a polecat. And then I'd done what I thought was a sufficiently stone statue makeup, and one of the stagehands took me at one side and said, stand in the corner there, Miss Griffin, and shut your eyes. I said, why? He said, never you mind, just do as you're asked. So I stood in the corner and shut my eyes, and he dipped a whitewash brush in a pail and flicked it all over me. And wiping a dirty great dollop of whitewash out of my eyes, what's that for? He said, you're a statue, aren't you? And I said, yes, so what? He said, pigeons.
Well, so much for the story of Don Giovanni and the story of David Franklin. Here are some show tunes. 1 mark for the song, a 2nd mark for the show, and a 3rd mark for the composer. So it's song, show, composer. David.
It's half a sixpence.
Yes, the show.
Say it a bit louder, Frank. I don't think it got across.
Half a sixpence, or the Twopenny Opera. Yes.
Fair enough. Half a sixpence, yes.
What do you want? The title of the show?
The song. The title of the song.
Flashbang Wallet.
Yes, that's right.
And music was by?
David Henniker.
David Henniker.
Yeah, okay, 3 marks to David Franklin.
3 stars on my own.
Dennis.
For the music.
Nothing peculiar. Comedy Tonight.
Yes,
from
Mark.
From Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum.
To
music by Stephen Sondheim.
3
Book by Larry Gelbart and Bert Shevelov.
I can but give you 3 marks, yes. And the instant.
We are in love with you, my heart and I.
My heart and I, the title, yes.
And it's from Old Chelsea.
Yes.
By Richard Tauber.
That's right. 3 marks. And finally, Frank.
Come taste the wine. Come hear the band. Come move the horse. Start celebrating. Right this way, your table's waiting.
The song is Cabaret.
Mm-hmm.
From musical show of the same name.
Yes, that's 2 marks.
But wild, rampaging Percherons couldn't drag the name of the composer from these reluctant lips.
Or your mate, no. John Kander, the name. So that's 2 out of 3. Let's just have a look at the score up to now and see what's happened. At the moment, leading by 1 mark, David and Frank. We have another round now. I describe the song or its message, and you please provide the song's name. David, however carefully you choose the site for a romantic evening, it'll be a dead loss if you don't take the precaution of having a girl with you. In other words... That stopped you in your tracks.
Sense.
Yeah, you're on the right track, Frank, yes.
Yeah.
For your colleague.
I met the man who wrote this song during the war. He was training spies to parachute. And his name was Major Edwards. And the song goes, there's no sense sitting on the bench all by yourself in the moonlight, chum.
Thank you. Yes.
There's no thrill by the watermill all by yourself in the moonlight.
Yes, 2 marks.
Frank, save your voice. We've got to swing round later on.
Dennis. Nutty canines and pucker sibes get brown the hard way, or...
Or mad dogs and Englishmen go out in the midday, out in the midday.
2 marks, yes. Yes, very good, 2 marks. Ian, he was mistaken, and you told the fellow so. His reaction amazed you.
We had a slight argument last Friday night.
Is this the verse? Or
that was the verse.
Yes, oh, I see. Yes,
yes I'm not a quarrelsome sort of a chap, but the man next door is absurd. We had a slight argument last Friday night, but I hardly uttered a word. I called him a pig-faced baboon and a thief when he suddenly struck me. Well, it passes belief. Is that one?
I don't know yet.
He struck me with antagonistic violence. My injury was obviously seen. An abrasion of the oral epidermis.
Yes.
It's a confusion of the cranium, I mean. Yes.
All together now.
That's the one. Yes. And then it goes, I sustained a laceration of the cuticle.
Hasn't he got a chorus, this song?
A confusion of the cranium, I mean. And a much enlarged auricular appendage. In other words, a thick ear.
No!
Silence.
It's not!
Is that right?
No. Well, I think it'll do. But all I've got is 2 lovely black eyes. I thought it was going to be the verse of 2 lovely black eyes, especially when you said something about oracular. Something.
Yes. Oh, I beg your pardon.
Because I took to be eyes and ears.
Still, I think I worked hard enough for a mark or two, didn't I?
Oh, yes. Only for telling a man he was wrong, 2 lovely black eyes, but you get 2 marks, certainly. Frank, your actions are far less likely to achieve a given objective than the methods employed in bringing them to fruition. Or, as the song says...
It ain't what you do, it's the way that you do it.
Well, two marks, yes, you're right. Here comes the singing. Graham Daly plays music on various instruments, and the team sings to earn up to three marks. Taking over where Graham leaves off, please. Begin with David.
It's a song called You've Got to Be Joking. I haven't the faintest idea.
Well, I could tell you what it's... I could give you the first half line and you'd know immediately what it was called. Shall I do that?
Yes.
The shades of night...
were falling fast...
as...
and through an alpine village pass...
Youth
bore a strange device...
What did the device say?
A banner. Device said, altogether, Excelsior.
Yes. I think one out of three. Let's see how Dennis gets on for three marks with this song.
Oh, I don't know, I know the first two lines. Lady of Spain, I adore you. Right from the first time I saw you. Watching that bull stand and gore you. Lady of Spain, I love you. And so on.
Oh, yes, I think so. Lady of Spain, I'm appealing. Why should my lips be concealing all that my eyes are revealing? And so on. Yes, that's three marks. Fair enough there. No, it's two. Because you've got quite a lot of the words wrong. Anyway, two out of three there. Ian's turn. Ian.
He exercises of his brains, that is, assuming that he's got any, though never nurtured in the lap of luxury, yet I admonish you, I am an intellectual chap, and think of things that would astonish you.
In other words,
I always think it's comical, fa-la-la, fa-la-la, that nature always does contrive, fa-la-la-la, that every boy and every gal that's born into the world alive is either a little liberal or else a little conservative. Fa-la-la, fa-la-la, is either a little liberal or else a little conservative. Fa-la-la.
Thank you. There is a second verse.
I have to just mention the Labour Party because of equality.
Of course,
party,
yes,
you understand that. But anyway, three marks there and a song from Frank Muir.
Around the mob, Lord, around and round the march. They know how to get round the girls, round the marble.
Yes, yes. And there we end, I'm afraid, my music for this week, with a victory by one mark for Ian Wallace and Dennis Norton. Goodbye.
Taking part in My Music were David Franklin, Frank Muir, Dennis Norton and Ian Wallace. Graham Daly was at the keyboard and the chairman was Steve Ray. The questions were compiled by Edward J. Mason, and the program was produced in London by Tony Schreier.